I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. 6 weeks after a massive explosion obliterated downtown Beirut, parts of Lebanon's capital city are starting to recover. The blast killed nearly 200 people and left 300,000 homeless. With an interim government and a flatlined economy, Heart for Lebanon's Tom Adams says the future looks bleak.
The people of Lebanon in the affected area, they're over the shock phase. Most of them are still in the mad phase. They're just mad at an inept government that would allow such a thing. And then there's another group that are very, they are just traumatized. And they're very open to talk about life.
Heart for Lebanon partners with local churches to help people most affected by the blast. Every extension of physical help comes with the gospel.
When we start giving out aid and helping these families, we always pray for them. And as we are drawn into a conversation, we'll share with them the love of Christ.
And FMI's Indonesian church leaders have found creative ways to raise money for church planting. Raising songbirds, a luxury item in Java, is just one of them. Oscar with FMI tells us,
right now, one couple is start nesting. And every month, we hope this bird is nesting and give us the small bird, and we usually can sell this bird 2 months old.
This microenterprise dovetails neatly with ministry. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Now, 2020 has been a volatile year, and your continued support of MNN enables us to keep bringing you the stories of the heroes of the faith and to be voices for the voiceless. Would you consider supporting us today? Look for the Support MNN tab at our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.